From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The old Seven Mile Bridge, right off the Overseas Highway in the Florida Keys, has not been open to regular traffic since 1982. You could still walk and bike on the bridge, and if you wanted to get to Pigeon Key by car, you had to drive on it, but it was deteriorating. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer tells us now part of the old Seven Mile Bridge is getting a $38 million restoration.
Henry Flagler's Overseas Railroad connected the Florida Keys to the mainland more than 100 years ago, and the most ambitious part of the plan was getting across the gap between the middle and lower keys. 7 miles. Les Standiford wrote all about that in his book, Last Train to Paradise.
Still to this day, you walk out there and you can't believe that people actually thought they could do this. Then you can't believe that they actually did do it.
The distance over the water was immense given the technology of that time. And then they had to cope with South Florida's conditions and the climate, including several hurricanes. It was a Labor Day hurricane later on in 1935 that finished off the railroad. The bridges were converted to use for cars. Some of those old bridges are abandoned now. Others became fishing piers and paths for walking, biking, and roller skating as part of a state park, right next to the new bridges with traffic whizzing by. The 2-mile stretch of the old 7-mile bridge was also a beautiful place to watch sunrise or sunset, where the Gulf of Mexico meets the Atlantic Ocean.
Most people have never seen anything like it.
Do you see yourself as kind of working for Henry Flagler a little bit?
I wish. Yeah, I wish I'd been down here with them.
Pom Chakopak is the engineer in charge of restoring 2 miles of the old 7-mile bridge, the part that goes from Marathon to Pigeon Key. Chakopak says he definitely thinks about the old crews and the conditions they were working under in the early 1900s.
All the time.
The crews now are replacing some of the old steel beams, rusted out after decades of exposure to salt water. The new beams are cut and bent on site. They're also working on the concrete piers that support the bridge. Those piers and the girder that the railroad ran on top of have held up better than the steel beams.
That was one of the most surprising aspects of this job.
Jordan Salinger works for the company overseeing the restoration.
The solidness of the girder and the concrete piers.
Besides the sunsets and the walking and bike path, the bridge is also the only way to get to Pigeon Key by car. Bernard Spinrad has an even more ambitious vision for the bridge's next life.
The bridge can be transformed into a mini High Line.
The High Line is an old elevated railroad that runs through part of Manhattan. In the last decade, it's been transformed into a hugely popular public park. Spinrad is president of Friends of Old Seven, a group that lobbied for the bridge's restoration. He says where the High Line gives an aerial view of the urban cityscape, the old bridge will give people access to subtropical South Florida.
The fact that you can go there and walk the full 2 miles and back, maybe people just walk a quarter of a mile. People walking on that bridge can see manta rays, dolphins, all kinds of marine life right from there.
And Les Standiford, the author who wrote the history of the railroad, says it's well worth the $38 million to restore the bridge because of what it represents.
The impossible can be achieved, that there is virtually nothing that can be imagined that cannot be ultimately accomplished.
The bridge is set to open back up to the public in about 3 years. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
And you can see lots of photos of the old bridge from its original construction through the current work at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.